The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us right now is Tom Fitton. Boy, it's been ages since I've spoken to Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch. Tom, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Wall.
Good morning, Mary. Hi, Tony.
Hey, morning, Tom.
So we wanted to talk to you about Governor Terry McAuliffe and his former car company that he has divested himself of when he ran for office of the governor. And a lawsuit from Mississippi, the Mississippi auditor is demanding $6.4 million in a repayment from McAuliffe's former electric car company, Green Tech Automotive. And this is not being reported, as you point out in a piece in Judicial Watch. This is not being reported anywhere. What's going on with this case, and how could the governor possibly be involved?
Well, if you live in Richmond and read the Richmond Times-Dispatch, you know all about it. But if you're up here in the Washington-New York corridor, you will have to search for it. And McAuliffe had brought this company into Mississippi. He used these shady special visa programs that bring in wealthy Chinese investors and such in exchange for visas for the U.S. government as part of this deal. He brought it into Mississippi, and like a lot of these green energy programs and companies that rely on government subsidies, it evidently has fallen on hard times. Now, Mississippi, in order to get the company there, had given them, almost $5-6 million in loans, and now they're playing games with Mississippi, and they feel like they need to sue to get the money back since they're evidently not getting what they're supposed to get, which is $6.5 million. Now, McAuliffe is saying, well, I left this company back in 2009 or wherever, or before I ran for governor, and so far I had nothing to do with it. Well, companies don't automatically fall in hard times, and this is the system and the company he set up based on this sketchy program of government subsidies and foreign investment. And it's something that I would think people are going to want to ask him more questions about.
Okay, maybe an obvious question here. Why would Governor McAuliffe open a business in Mississippi when he knows he's going to be running for governor in Virginia? Wouldn't he want to do it in Virginia, where it's going to benefit Virginians and help his case in running for governor?
I don't know, but it looks like maybe the loan inducements that his company was offered to move to Mississippi guided his decision-making there. That's the one question. And the other one that is raised by this is, I talked about this visa issue. And evidently it was that issue that has resulted, and I don't know what happened to it, in an FBI investigation into what McAuliffe has been up to. And, that had come up before the election, and I haven't seen much reporting as to whatever happened with that FBI investigation since the election.
What visa issue, in case the audience doesn't know what you're talking about, what visa issue?
There's a special visa program that allows people, if you give money or you're going to invest in the United States and create jobs, you can come in and get a visa. So if you're a wealthy Chinese businessman, You pony up money in a business that presumably creates, quote, jobs, and you come in here with a visa, and you've got essentially a green card.
Tom,
you might imagine that program is subject to fraud because the definition of investment includes green tech and sometimes just the development project.
Well, Tom, I believe this whole green thing has been a fraud from the beginning. I mean, it seems like the last administration used the funds that were essentially created by Congress through the process of legislation for purposes of enriching their friends. And I think, frankly, Governor McAuliffe, and I know Governor McAuliffe, was enriched by this. Is there any interest in looking exactly on how much he personally profited from being a part of this country, company, how much he walked away with, and what his motivation was regarding the exact nature of the investments?
You know, that's a good question, and that's an appropriate follow-up, but I wonder if the litigation is going to result in McAuliffe being drawn into it, which is something he probably is going to be concerned about, because he is, you know, he's term limited as governor, so he's right. Looking at other things to do, which means potentially running for president.
And I know there were some other people when he made this big announcement down in Mississippi. He was flanked by Bill Clinton, was there as part of this whole thing.
Oh, he's great buddies with Bill Clinton. So, you know, remember the other mini scandal or major scandal, depending on your point of view, is that the current acting FBI director, Mr. McCabe, his wife, while under investigation or shortly before he was under investigation by the FBI, was getting hundreds of thousands of campaign contributions from a McAuliffe-connected entity. And McCabe and the FBI didn't think it was any big deal for McCabe to continue to work on and supervise the McAuliffe investigation.
Now, Green Tech is moving to Northern Virginia now. They just announced that they're going to move to a new corporate headquarter in Northern Virginia. I guess my question is, if you didn't produce the sales, the 350 jobs at the Mississippi facility, why would you be spending the money on new corporate headquarters in Virginia?
Well, more importantly, I hope Virginia or anyone up here in local Virginia and any locality up this way isn't providing tax incentives in the hopes of getting them paid back.
Well, let's hope not.
Company.
Well, wouldn't the governor be involved in that decision?
You know, that's a question. He says he's completely out of the decision making process with respect to the company. But was he involved in recruiting a company to move to Northern Virginia? That's a fair question.
Yeah.
You know, we could probably do an entire show on stories like this where the quote-unquote media is just not reporting what should be reported. As you pointed out, the Richmond Times-Dispatch reported this, and it's a good thing that you at Judicial Watch saw this and said, hey, this doesn't look right. This should be a bigger story, and I think there are a lot of them out there, and this is one that we will follow since it is right here in our own backyard. Tom Fitton, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Mary. Thank you, Tony.
That was Tom Fitton. He is the president of Judicial Watch.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.